We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jill on Money here Saturday after heard Saturday afternoons from 4 until 6. But also you can get her anytime at Jill on Money. All kinds of information, tools. She's got a blog, all kinds of stories. It's all there. And that's sneak preview now. That's all we're giving you. AssetStrats.com, by the way, is your sponsor. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
So what'd you do this weekend? New York was apparently pretty nice, too.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Did you go to your rooftop terrace, or what'd you do?
I don't have one of those, but I went to Central Park both days with my dogs, and it really felt like it was June.
Wasn't it great?
It was weird, though.
I know. You feel like there's something up.
Yeah. Now I feel like it's going to be a really bad February, but that's just me.
Well, we have snow.
Let me just say this. There is snow. And isn't that a good metaphor for what I wrote about today?
Oh, yes.
Which is, you know, sometimes things are happening and it causes you to extrapolate and think about something that will happen in the future.
Right.
Right. So if it's really hot over this weekend, it's going to be very cold soon. So I better prepare for that.
Right.
Well, this is just like what investors do. You know, they hear terrible news, this crazy things going on in the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
I better prepare and get out of stocks and move my investment.
Gold. I'm going to go to gold.
I'm going to go to cash. And then all of a sudden you find out, that was not the best idea. And I think that's why with all of last week's action and everything that's happened in the last couple of years, I think the best thing that I can say is that the biggest risk that we face as investors is not the economy. It's not that we're going to see geopolitical unrest.
Uh-huh.
It's not political unrest. Guess what it is? It's
what?
You.
What did I do?
Each of us is really our own worst enemy, and we just tend to mess around with our investments in such a way that we try to maybe finagle or guess or time the market or try to figure out how news is going to impact our portfolio instead of simply saying, let me stick with my game plan.
Well, you know, for example, the situation in Iran. You know, there was a time, and let's say maybe 20 years ago, when we were getting a lot of imports from the Middle East as far as oil, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not so much. So it doesn't necessarily have the shock effect that it would have had 20 years ago.
Not even 10 years ago.
If you
think
right.
about it,
you're right,
domestic oil production in the last decade has doubled. So even that, though, I mean, I could make a great case before this. If you told me what the news cycle was going to be December 30th, 31st, and the first couple of days, trading days of the new year, I could have made a great case for the S&P 500 being down 8%.
Really?
And it wasn't. Yeah, because you could say, well, look, you know what? This is the end of a long period, a big bull market. I'm going to take my money off the table. I have to pay for taxes in a couple of months. I'm going to make sure that I protect my big gains that I saw, you know, 29% gains in the index.
Jeez.
And I could have built you a beautiful story. And guess what? Didn't happen.
You'd be wrong.
And everyone can do that. So I would be very careful. And don't worry. You don't have to know when the markets are going up or down.
Other than listening to you.
Yes.
Which is, you know, should be your first choice.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Go to Jill on Money, all kinds of stuff you can read. Well, what do you, as somebody who's kind of into this, what do you recommend people read to get the straight story?
Well, I mean, look, I think that you can keep yourself informed without trying to figure out what's happening next.
Okay.
Here's what we know. We know that people who have a financial plan with a good goal, a reasonable goal, an achievable goal set out, then you stick to that goal with an asset allocation, meaning money in stocks and bonds and cash and commodities. If you put that together and you stick to it over time, you're probably going to reach your goal. You know, the best way to really achieve your goal faster is not to get better returns, but to save more.
Okay.
And that's so simple, but it's true. Yeah. So I think it's fine. You know, you could say, all right, I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal and it's the front page and here it says, oh, the trade war takes a muted toll on the U.S. economy.
Right.
That may be true, but it doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't matter to my bottom line. I'm going to stick to my long-term game plan and keep putting money away into my 401k. I'm going to rebalance once a year or twice a year and go to sleep at night. Don't worry so much about this.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I want to just, Fry, didn't we get an employment thing Friday?
Yep, we got an employment report.
What'd you see?
Good report. 145,000 jobs created, capping off a pretty damn good year for your 11th year of the recovery.
Jeez, yeah.
I mean, we are averaging 175,000 jobs a month. Unemployment rate remains at a 50-year low. Broader unemployment rate fell to about a 25-year low. So all the news is very good in the labor market, except if you're the person who really wants to find the job you want and find and you can't find it. So I don't want you to listen to this and say, she's nuts, I can't find the job. There are certain areas and there are some very sought-after positions where it's still hard to get a job. If you want to get any job, you'll get a
job. You'll get a job, yeah.
If you want to get the job you really want, it's going to still be tough.
Yeah. What are some of those areas, Jill? I hate to put you on the spot.
Well, I'll tell you what I know that if you're millennials, a lot of millennials who are maybe studied in certain areas, you know, maybe they're liberal arts, they're not, say, engineers, right? Some of them who say, well, you know, I can find an entry-level marketing job making $31,000 a year, but that ain't going to cut it if I've got $75,000 of student loan debt.
Yeah.
So there are certain areas where it's hard.
Okay.
And there's certainly, look, if you're in academia, if you're the kind of person who said, you know, I don't want to be a primary school teacher, I want to be a college professor, that's always going to be a tough job.
Well, there are
certain jobs that are really hard to get still. And that's what I mean. If you want to find any job, you'll find a job.
Yeah.
If you want to find a particular job that you've been dying to get for a while, it's still hard. Oh, and it's still hard for older employees.
Well, of course.
Ageism.
Which is why I'm holding on to this one.
By the skin of my teeth, friend.
Oh, I was a graduate assistant for a while.
Yeah.
At some university. That's a snake pit. Let me just
tell
you.
Oh, I know. Because there's no money to fight over. They just fight over power and territory.
Yeah, exactly right. And you know, if there's a prize student, you try and get them too.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, listen, anything to look for this week, ma'am?
Well, we're going to start with corporate earnings this week, and so we're just going to start getting some news out. And companies are still doing pretty well, probably a lot better than individuals. But that said, remember, companies last year, they did not spend money. Business investment was actually slightly down last year, shrank.
Okay.
So we are looking to see whether these businesses are finally going to open up their coffers and start spending a little more freely. Maybe not with pay wages, but maybe
capital
with expansion. Yeah, maybe just some expansion. But, you know, with the cloud of uncertainty with the trade war was a real factor last year.
Hey, by the way, don't forget, Jill has a great book, Dumb Things Smart People Do With Their Money. Well, worth reading for the new year. Jill, thank you.
Take care.
All right, talk to you soon. You can get Jill anytime at jillonmoney.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.